And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Where Art Thou, Lord? Where art thou, Lord? Also, for those Star Trek fans, beam me out. Have you ever thought about that? Just beam me out. I'm ready, Lord. I'm ready. Well, look at it. Doesn't have to be heavy. We're not talking about, you know, diets and stuff. It doesn't have to be heavy. And then we close it out with proving the loving.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at. During the show, lessons for surviving, living, prevailing, conquering, and just doing fantastic. Politics, entertainment, and current events. No, I said doing fantastic, remember? Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oh no, so much more. Hey now, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577. 247-3866 K-Praise. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation, except for Sedona fudge, which I received as a gift and you cannot have. Why? Because it's not professional radio. It's justified radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Stand by for SRN News.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. President Trump's nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court wrapping up his first day of confirmation hearings.
The first day was all about opening statements, both from members of the Senate Judiciary Committee and from the nominee himself. Judge Neil Gorsuch told the committee his record shows him to be a fair and open-minded jurist.
My decisions have never reflected a judgment about the people before me, only a judgment about the law and the facts at issue in each particular case. A good judge can promise no more than that, and a good judge should guarantee no less.
If confirmed, Judge Gorsuch would replace the late Justice Antonin Scalia, who was a reliably conservative voice on the U.S. Supreme Court bench. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
Tomorrow, Judge Gorsuch will face questions from each member of the Senate Judiciary Committee. That first day of questioning expected to last at least 10 hours. FBI Director James Comey has for the first time publicly confirmed an investigation into Russian hacking of the 2016 election.
FBI Director James Comey has made it official.
The FBI, as part of our counterintelligence mission, is investigating the Russian government's efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election.
Comey telling the House Intelligence Committee that includes any links and possible coordination with members of the Trump campaign.
I cannot say more about what we are doing and whose conduct we are examining.
Comey added there's no evidence to support President Trump's allegations that former President Obama had ordered wiretaps.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. Hundreds of residents have been allowed to return to their homes in the foothills near Boulder, Colorado, as firefighters make progress against a wildfire sparked by transient campers in the area. The fire was burning on about 70 acres just west of downtown and is about 50% contained. On Wall Street today, the Dow closed down at 9. NASDAQ closed up 1. The S&P 500 ended up 5. This is SRN News.
Miss Foster, you must alert the authorities immediately.
Why is that, sir?
All these new people we hired have been replaced by alien life forms.
And what makes you say that?
They're all here on time.
That's because they're from helpwantedsandiego.com.
That's their home planet?
No, it's the job site. So easy to apply that the number of applies per posting are now up over 57%.
Why are they all smiling so much?
Because they're happy.
Because they're not human.
Could be because they don't have to drive ridiculously long distances.
In their little spaceships.
In their cars.
The pod people do seem to be good at what they do.
Well, we get some of our best hirees through HelpWantedSanDiego.com.
Do we?
The site is super mobile friendly and the apply process is so easy. The applies are up over 57%, so they have more qualified local employees than ever.
So what is that strange sound I hear? Surely some intergalactic language.
I believe it's called laughter.
Well, at least they've come in peace. But whatever do we feed them?
I'm going to go with lunch. Lower prices to post jobs. Mobile friendly and so easy to apply to great local jobs. HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Long name, amazing results.
For centuries, it's been called a land of promise. Today, it's a land of blessing. This year, come and experience for yourself the only place God called my land. Experience Israel this fall and celebrate Jerusalem's 50th anniversary. A once-in-a-lifetime trip awaits as you travel with AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, and Pastor Sean Thornton, host of All Things New Radio. Tour Israel like never before during 9 exciting days. You'll visit Galilee, the Jordan Valley, the Garden Tomb, and many such historic sites. Embolden your faith as you trace back the very steps of Jesus and experience firsthand the beauty of the Mediterranean landscapes, culinary delights, and return home with a renowned vision for your life. A dedicated team of passionate and knowledgeable professionals will lead this tour. 4 and 5-star travel accommodations will give you comfort and safety for the duration of the trip. For full cost and trip details, visit experienceisraeltour.com. That's experienceisraeltour.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. So, let's see. Got a little sad news. Not sure how I want to say all of this. Got to be careful on how I say this. But, you know, when you bring a baby into the world, when you make a decision to have a family, you must understand that the children have priority in protectiveness, right? I mean, everybody understands that. So, it bothers me a great deal when some of the people in our societal realms treat babies like trash. And I think any society that worships people, that treats babies like trash because the person doesn't have the human decency to acknowledge life, in a human species, any other species, fine, except for a human species, because it's a burden. I feel that that gravely impacts our nation's capacity to receive the grace of God. I think it just does. And I think we need to be aware that that's another warfare. And I think Steve brought it up really well in the last hour. You know, a nation where it's almost worshipped to destroy a baby in the womb. I mean, it's almost a worshipping process. Going to be tough to maintain a favorable position with the Lord. That is something that I encourage all Christians to pray for on a regular basis. It is not a fetus, so that can make your conscience feel better. And if you're a person that's been involved in an abortion process and you've sought forgiveness, I got a message for you. There is forgiveness in God. There's forgiveness in Jesus Christ. But that doesn't reduce life to a medical term. I don't like stuff like that. You get me going on that, I'll do that. I'll do a straight week on that nonstop. That's not okay. And I think Steve brought up a really good point. It's a warfare. There's warfare for life. It's amazing. Amazing that the same people that are for killing babies are against the law for murderers being executed. It's like wait, what? What? You want to kill the innocent and spare the guilty. Interesting. Anyway, let's get into a couple of things. I do want to bring this up. So I was looking at my notes, my gathering. So we talked about the pastor's masters. We talked about the school tuitions. I do want to let you know this week we got some pretty cool things going on with Bible League. Now, I don't know if you know this or not, so I'll just kind of lay it on you. All right. 9 of 10 Christians outside in the United States like places like Asia and Africa, do not have a Bible in their own language. And they're praying that believers like you will send them God's word. Well, we're going to get into this week. $5 sends a Bible, and then there's a match with it. So $5 actually matches somebody else's $5. That means that a very wealthy group or a foundation got together and said, if you can raise $10,000 out of San Diego, we'll match that $10,000. And so you'll be able to spend $20,000 on Bibles. So that's a big motivation. And so we're going to find out from Bible League. We're going to be doing this week. You're going to hear a lot about it. And you're going to hear me go after town because there are a few things that I believe that are as important as the advancement of the word. Now, when we did the leprosy appeal, it was something that I learned about, and I really appreciated getting to know that. But you'll notice that I tick up just a little every time we talk about the Bible and the spread of the word of God because scripture is clear. If you have an abundance of the word of God, you have an abundance of what is called redemption and lift. For those that don't know what redemption and lift is, that's when the word of God comes into an area, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ comes into an area, people embrace the gospel, and there is a spiritual, emotional, sociological, and financial, economical lift from the gospel. It is charted. It is undeniable. The gospel does not keep people in poverty. The exact opposite. It helps people band together to break against bondages and things that oppress people and keep people down. So we're going to get into that because I love it. You can tell I'm getting a little, you know, what's the word we're looking for? Revved up, you know, not angst, more like vroom, 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 vroom. Revved up. There we go. Kind of like a reverend, like revved up. Okay. All right, let's get into our first DDD called Where Art Thou, Lord? Do we have a song for that? The Where Art Thou?
I'll meet you on God's golden shore.
Good job, Tugboat Todd. Give yourself a tugboat sound. That's a good job. All right, let's hear the scripture. Where art thou, Lord? Psalm 22, verse 1 through 4. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, so far from my cries of anguish? My God, I cry out by day, but you don't answer. By night, I don't find any rest. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You inhabit the praises of Israel. And our ancestors put their trust, and they trusted in you, and you delivered them. Okay. Let's do the honest Christian thing, right? Break through all that other malarkey. Let's get out of the churchianity, the fakeianity. Have you ever prayed and asked the Lord for help, and it seemed like God was a bazillion miles away? Well, that's exactly what the psalmist is saying. He's giving you the big, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far? Where are you? That's the question. I cry out by day. You don't answer by night. I don't find any rest. This is a person who's crying out to God and saying, not hearing you, not getting an answer. That's the point where you're looking for God to give you some Skittles in the sky, a little rainbow or something, so you can go, I need an answer. I need something. I need a telegram that has your ID because I'm not hearing anything and I'm kind of feeling alone in this process. Then the psalmist makes a switch, and it's a big switch because it's tough, but it's a switch in faith. He goes, yet. Boy, that three letters. Yeehaw. Yet. Y-E-T. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You inhabit the praises of Israel. In you our ancestors put their trust. They trusted and you delivered them. Even though there are times where you do not feel like God is answering you, and yes, you have gone through that, or you are completely better than King David. Even though there are times where you cry out and you do not know what is going on, you can still maintain your position of trust because God has demonstrated in the past that even though it doesn't sound like or seem like or feel like he's responding, he knows. And one of the fantastic things about that he knows stuff is there in Psalm 22, verse 3. The King James does it. The Net Bible does it. The New King James kind of references it in the text. And there's four other versions that talk about it, that God inhabits the praises of Israel. Do you want to know something? When things are difficult, when things are hard, when things are just a little frustrating and you're like, where art thou, Lord? You can trust God yet, even though you can't see him, feel him, touch him, or whatever. And you can access him through praise. Oh, it seems so simple, Dave. All I got to do is say thank you, Lord, right? Right. Right. Yeah, I don't know why you're giving me a hard time. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You want the will of God? Be thankful in everything. You want to get delivered out of your doldrums? Start praising the Lord. But Dave, it doesn't feel that way. Yeah, there's a lot of things that don't feel that way. I get in my car. I drive an hour and 5 minutes. I don't feel like driving home. But guess what? If I want to get home, I'm going to drive home unless you send me a helicopter. You got to do things, whether you feel that way or not. You got to go forward in it. And as Christians, you can't let feelings, you don't disassociate your feelings. You just don't let them be the lead cart on your train. You have feelings, but you can't base everything on feelings. Can I ask you a question? When's the last time you smacked your finger with a hammer? Have you ever smacked your finger with a hammer? Ever? Have you ever used a hammer and tried to hit a nail and missed the head of the nail and hit your finger? Talk about that. You ever done that? Ever hit? Have you ever like?
Many times.
Okay. Do you feel when you hit your finger with a hammer, do you feel at that moment that your dad and your mom really love you and barbecue chicken is all you can possibly think about?
No, love is probably the last thing in my mind at
that
point.
When you smack your finger with the hammer, there are many things you go through in your mind. There are many languages that you go through in your mind, and none of them are, I like barbecue. Right? It's not based on feelings. And that doesn't mean your parents love you any less. It does mean you hit your finger with a hammer. You see that difference? So even though you don't feel it, seem it, seize it, touch it, it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And what I want to talk about is praising is a way to beam you out of your beam me up, Scotty situation. Oh, that's what I said. We're going to take a short break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you take a vacation, pay off some bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. And the best part is, you can do all of this from your laptop or smartphone. Sound interesting? Call my friends at Online Trading Academy at 888-631-TRADE. They want to send you a Wall Street Insider's Kit so you can see what this is all about. The kit includes videos, investing articles, and even one of their most popular classes. And the best part? It's all for free. They will even throw in 2 free tickets to their next workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. Learn to make money when the market goes up or down.
Call my friends at Online Trading Academy at 888-631-TRADE. Call 888-631-TRADE. 888-631-TRADE. Or text the word INVEST to 57682. Message and data rates for texting may apply.
This is David Davenport of the Hoover Institution for Townhall.com. The 2017 Index of Economic Freedom has been released, and it contains some bad news for Americans. The U.S. dropped 6 positions in the ranking of economic freedom around the world to number 17, its lowest level since these studies have been published. While most nations of the world increased their economic freedom, the U.S. saw a significant decline, rated now not free, but only mostly free. The main contributor was a new category in the study called physical health. This shows that a shocking 38% of our gross domestic product now goes to government and also emphasizes our growing national debt and deficit. Milton Friedman, the greatest economist of the 20th century, said that the country that puts equality ahead of freedom will end up with neither, but the nation that puts freedom ahead of equality will end up with a great measure of both. Clearly, we need more economic growth, less government spending, and less debt. In other words, more freedom. I'm David Davenport.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You know what? I haven't even done the entire show. I haven't said anything about the email address. So if you don't like the quality of the show, we feel you should send an email to Craig because he does all of our sound stuff. Send it to, hi, I'm Craig. I'm at KPRZ. And if you want to let me know what's going on, send me an email and tell me how much you love me at gmail.com. It only has 11 more seconds before it expires, but you can get it in if you do it really fast. Okay. Don't forget about hisappointment.com in case you've gone through a difficult experience. We're hoping that that is helpful for you. We've been talking about there are times in your Christian walk where you feel like God is like a bazillion miles away. A little honesty is good for you. It's not a bad thing for you. But even though you go through that, you got to be careful because a lot of that is based on our feelings, our emotions, our perception of the moment, the circumstance of the moment. And why that's important is because truth does not change based on you having a bad day. The love that your parents have for you does not change based on you getting a ticket. Even though if you get a ticket, you feel pretty crummy. And the one thing has nothing to do with the other. God's truth does not change. So while there are times where it feels, seems, or appears like God is far away, he's not. And one of the things that the psalmist says that's a brilliant idea is, you know, by praise, I understand that I connect to the Lord. And even though I don't get it all, I can trust. Here's the ticket. Here's the beam out. Here's the, you know, Scotty. Oh, do we got a Scotty beam me up thingy? What do we have? What do you got
for me? Beam me up. Beam me up, Mr. Spark. Beam me aboard.
Ready to beam up, Jim.
Beam me aboard. Energize.
Okay, there's a bunch of Star Trek-y things saying beam, 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 right? Like, get me out of here, right? Okay.
He actually never said beam me up, Scotty.
Okay, well, that's because it's a bumper sticker. And if somebody actually quoted the show, they would get sued for infringement rights.
We're beaming up. Beam me up, Mr. Spark. Beam me aboard.
Ready to beam up, Jim.
Beam me aboard. Energize.
Okay, well, this is what you got to understand. You want to figure out how, you know how many people say to me, boy, if I could just beam out of here. You ever heard that expression? People just want to do it, right? I'm going to tell you how to do it right now. Ready? P-R-A-I-S-E. That's how you beam. You're like, what? No, for real. Praise is a transporter. You can't say that, David. Well, I could say anything I want. That's not against FCC rules. In fact, that's actually the law. But here is what you got to know. Praise is a transporter. It moves you from the blasé into faith. It moves you into Patrol. Yay! I don't know how you can spell that, but good luck on that one. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is praise is in and of itself a transporter and enables you and I to move from one place to another. Now, I know that you understand that praise is an important element in the Christian faith. But what I need you to grasp is that there is a power in praise. Now, I know we mentioned spiritual warfare last hour, and you're thinking, but Dave, you talk about it like so lively, so animated. So it doesn't change it, because the truth is still the truth. Here's what the scripture says. In 1 Samuel 16, it says this. Jesse's David's dad. Jesse took a donkey loaded with bread, a skin of wine, a young goat, sent them with his son David to Saul. David came to Saul and entered his service. Saul liked him very much, and David became one of his armor bearers. Then Saul sent word to Jesse, saying, "Allow David to remain in my service, for I'm pleased with him." Whenever the spirit would come upon Saul, David would take his lyre and play. Then relief would come to Saul, and he would feel better, and the evil spirit would leave him. Now you hear this story and you go, What? But here's what happened. What kind of song did David sing? I'll give you a big hint. Ready? There's 150 of them, and it's a book in the Old Testament. What kind of song did David sing and write? What do you got for me, Tugboat?
A psalm?
That's right. And what's one of the amazing things about the Psalms is they're all acknowledging God. They're confessing struggle, but they're all acknowledging God's faithfulness, his ability to give grace, his ability to deliver. So there's Saul being bothered by an evil spirit, and David takes his instrument and plays. David, is playing his songs. Well, what do we have as a historical record for his songs? The Psalms. And the Psalms are being sung, because those were David's songs, and Saul would get relief from the demonic spirit. And you're thinking, how does that work? I'm going to give you kind of a partial answer. Demons and Satan and the entire dark realm can't stand it when God gets acknowledged. They hate it. And so because they hate it, the more we praise, the more we sing, the more we acknowledge, the more the dark powers don't like it. So the more you do it, the greater element there is in a conquering warfare, and the greater you're transporting yourself to a closer connection to heaven. No, you're not going to heaven, but you're connecting to what's going on in heaven. Aren't they praising the Lord? So you're praising the Lord. They're praising the Lord. That's good. At least you're on the same wavelength. But the bottom line is darkness, the devil, demons, evil spirits can't stand that God gets the glory. You know that. You know one of Satan's chief goals is to rob God of any glory or praise he can get. He wants to take away man's capacity to fellowship with God by keeping man entrenched in sin. Come on. So when you praise, you transport. You're getting yourself out of yourself. You're acknowledging God. God's being glorified. Satan can't stand it. And you are watching this transporter act take place. I'm going to show you something. When we come back, I'm going to share a scripture with you that will prove it. I don't have to defend it. If it's in God's word, I can stand by it. But if you don't understand that praise is a powerful tool and a powerful weapon, then answer this. Why does the Bible talk about the fruit of our lips giving thanks and praise as a process for us to live by on a regular basis? Why are we supposed to rejoice in everything if there's no value? Why would giving glory to God do anything but honor God and put the enemy at the back seat? Just be a logical person about it. If you praise God, the enemy ain't happy. You got it? You get it? You see it? Even if you get a shot for it, you're not going to get rid of it, because this is what you need to know. Praise moves you out of the blood. And I'm going to show you a scripture in Isaiah that's going to tweak your brain. I'm going to prove it to you through the Bible. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Tonight on the Bob and Diana Balmer Show, special guest, attorney Carlos Taveras and attorney Aaron Perry join the show for the important topic of domestic violence. Be sure to tune in at 9 p.m. tonight for this roundtable discussion about a topic that affects so many. That's tonight at 9 p.m. on the Bob and Diana Balmer Show, right here on AM 1170 The Answer and on the AM 1170 The Answer mobile app.
Mark Larson and Tony Ramirez of Singing Hills Memorial Park.
Tony, we've been saying for years, Singing Hills Memorial Park is not what you think of in a cemetery. You know, it's a beautiful place, like going to a park, and you can only know that if you go out and take a free tour. Great time of the year to do that, but also explore some of the new additions and the new options.
Yes, sir. If you mention this ad, you will find significant savings if you come out and see us. We also have unique opportunities such as private estates for your own family.
New mausoleum is there now, too. The special garden areas. Just a gorgeous place, and it's a wonderful place to reflect on not only beautiful nature and creation, but also to think about the future. Do what we did years ago. Take care of those future needs so your family doesn't have to deal with it later on. That gives you peace of mind. It's a wonderful feeling. It really is. Go see our friends at Singing Hills Memorial Park, 619-444-3000.
Singing Hills Memorial Park.
619-444-3000.
A Yiddish proverb says, God gives burdens, but also shoulders. And I see a double meaning in that proverb. First, the Apostle Paul wrote that God gives grace to escape any temptation and bear any burden. Instead of removing the temptation or burden, God gives us the ability to escape it or bear it on our own shoulders. But we can also think of shoulders as God's, not ours. Moses reminded the Israelites that God had carried them through the wilderness as a man carries his son. If you've ever carried a child on your shoulders, you have the perfect picture of how God sometimes carries us. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's shoulders on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I was talking to my wife the other day. She said, you know, you got to watch it when you're doing the weather. I said, why is that? Well, because the weather can be different from one, you know, broadcast to another. So I was thinking, well, how can I do the weather in such a way as that it would be the same in every broadcast? How would you do the weather the same so that every time you did the weather, it would be the weather, but it wouldn't be something that would identify into a particular broadcast? And the answer is the thing that I've been doing all along. That's the answer. We have weather. Okay, there you go. I didn't say what it was. I'm just saying we have it. That could be true at any time, anywhere, in any way. But I do want to thank my wife for sharpening my skills there.
We have weather.
Our weather, it is sometimes light and sometimes dark, but that's got nothing to do with the weather. See, that's a joke, folks. All right, here we go. Let's get into it. We've been talking about where art thou, Lord. There are people out there that go through the Christian experience, and the truth is that it feels like God does not seem very close from time to time, yet the psalmist teaches us in Psalm 22, verse 3, that yet we are to trust the Lord, we are to praise the Lord, and that the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. We get that from Psalm 22, verse 3. And then you find out that praise has a power to it, because even when Saul, who had a demonic spirit given to him, there was praise going around him, it was that demonic spirit would leave and he would feel better. But you have to understand the fullness of the power of praise. So I want to give you these two big keys, and I mean big, big, big keys. Now, we got sound that we're going to play, but there are two really big keys. Let's play the sound and do the keys.
He ain't heavy. He's my brother.
There you go. He ain't heavy. He's my brother. Here's what you got to know. Number one is Isaiah 61, 1 through 3. You want to hear about a transporter? Listen to this. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, here we go, and the garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. The garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. Through the Lord, the same Lord that proclaims good news to the poor, binds up the brokenhearted, proclaims freedom to the captives, releases from darkness the prisoners, comforts those who mourn, provides those who grieve in Zion to give them a redemption, ashes, instead of ashes, the oil of joy, and the oil of joy instead of the mourning, and the garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. Have you ever had a spirit of heaviness? Do you know what that is? That's when everything seems so down. That's when you're Eeyore-ing out. That's when you're just like Eeyore all the way. Everything is bad. Everything is horrible. Ah, it's my birthday. It's that moment. And the Bible says that God will give you a garment of praise, clothing of praise, instead of the spirit of heaviness. That, my friends, is a transporter. That moves you from heaviness to joy. Heaviness to praise. Heaviness to grace. Heaviness to lightness. Do you ever feel like things are heavy? It's just too much to bear, too much upon your shoulders. Well, the garment of praise will move you out of that place. You're thinking, but Dave, come on, if I do the garment of praise and I'm sitting there and I'm praising the Lord, you're going to tell me that I'm going to do better? Yes, I am. In fact, I'll tell you what, go to the mirror, smile at yourself, and say a whole bunch of really bad things about yourself while you're smiling at yourself, and tell me how it goes. Because you will find out that when that happens, you can't keep it. Because when you force yourself to smile, it just seems like there's this, change that happens. But Scripture's clear. We have much to praise, much to thank for, much to be blessed for, much to be grateful for, much to acknowledge for, much to say thank you to God for. And you can put on the garment of praise anytime simply by acknowledging your salvation. You can look up to the sky and go, man, I don't deserve it, but I get to dance on streets of gold. I am fortunate. I am blessed. I am chosen. I am graced, and I'm feeling it. And that can give you all you need to do to step one step up. That's it. You need to tell me your life is so bad you can't find one thing to praise God for? Ooh. Now you're in the complaining realm. Now you're in the sinning realm. Now you're in the earth is going to open up and devour you realm. Ooh. Get out of there. Don't live in the land of complaining. Do you want to irritate God? Do you know what he says in Malachi 2:17? You have wearied me with your words. Like, uh-oh. Hey, there's many things you want to do, but irritating God is not one of them. So pull it back. Make sure that you have the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, which the Lord will pour upon you if you open your mouth and praise him. I just want to clear this up so that there's no missing here, okay? Matthew 6, 7 through 9 is where Jesus teaches the disciples to pray. Do you know what he said when he taught them to pray? Two very important things in the beginning. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, he says, "Our Father in heaven." So for those that do not know, Isaiah 63 and Isaiah 64 identify God as a father. Luke chapter 12 identifies God as the father. Matthew chapter 6 identifies God as the father. So all of this non-sex stuff for God is like dumb, because it means you haven't read the book. Okay? See Dick Run. Read the book. Okay? But he says, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name." That's the first thing you're supposed to do when you pray. Praise you, Lord. Oh, you are fantastic. Man, you're looking good. And what a great sunset. Right? It's got to be like, hallowed be your name. It's because praise and worship create that dynamic with the Father, that communion with the Father, which is essential. And can I say this? Matthew 22, 36 through 38. "Teacher, what is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. It's the chief commandment of mankind," because that verbal appreciation of your expression of hallowed be thy name, of your love and adoration for God, demonstrates the love that you have for God. The power of praise is the power to tell God you appreciate him. You're going to tell me, for all the stuff that you've gone through in your life, that you have not been rescued 10,000 times? You've not found deliverance in places you should not have found it? And in the midst of all that, you can't say, "You're cool? You're awesome? You can't tell the Lord you appreciate him?" I'm having a hard time believing that. The reason I'm having a hard time believing that is because, you know, it should be praise where praise is due, honor where honor is due. How many times has God delivered you? Just put your fingers out, start counting. Has it been once or more? Well, then you certainly owe him praise. Has God let you live? Has God ever spared your life? I've had multiple incidents where I should not have lived. You have had incidences that you should not have lived that you don't even know about. That's the funniest part. God keeps us all together. God keeps you together. And he's worthy of our praise. And that praise helps us. It's not like that praise helps God. It helps us get the focus, get the vision, get the capture. It's like, man, keep thinking my circumstance is bigger than you, Lord. I got to get out of that. You keep thinking that what you go through is harder or higher than he is, when praise is giving you access to him and enables your heart and mind to focus on him. The Bible says in Isaiah 26:3, "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon you because he trusts in you." When we focus on the Lord, there's a peace that comes with it. When you focus on your circumstance, there's a disaster that comes behind it. You can't determine what's going to happen, but you can know him who holds it. Come on. How is that not worthy of praise? Verbal praise, active praise, action praise, all of that creating this dynamic with the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ, empowered by the Holy Spirit. It's like, wow, yeah, I need some of that. I do find this funny. You have to bear with me. I do find it funny that Christians, it's like the Monty Python movie where they walk around, they smack themselves in the head with the wood. And it's just like, you know, from Monty Python and the Holy Grail. It's like, really? I'm pretty sure that's not the way that God had it intended anywhere in Genesis through Revelation. But David dancing before the Lord with all his might because he was so ingrained with the Lord. He was so in love with God that he danced with every ounce he had. How can we not, at least with our mouths, express that appreciation? It's unbearable to think that some of us are so stuffy
that we can't praise God. I don't care if you do it by yourself. I think that's great. Go into your prayer closet, do it there. But give God the praise. He's not just worthy. He's more than worthy of your praise.
All right, we'll take a short break and then come back and wind it up. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
No, there's nothing I won't do.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
What does success mean to you? For Tyrone, the answer is in the Bible.
Meditate on the word day and night so you may have good success. So I just wanted to have good success.
Tyrone Poole had huge success in the NFL. In fact, his team's won 2 Super Bowls. But he says ultimate success in life comes from knowing Jesus Christ.
I thank God that I didn't have to hit rock bottom to realize that I needed to have ultimate success in Christ. He died for my sins, and I know who I am now. I know what I can do. I know why I can do it. And all my needs are met.
For another football player, 2 Super Bowl rings might be the best thing ever. But in Tyrone's mind,
it's all about receiving Christ. It's all about believing who you are, what you can do, and what you have according to the blood of Jesus.
Learn about the importance of Jesus in your life at findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins shared the way God moves through his people in order to change the world.
He works through you. He works through me. As we yield ourselves to him and we allow the Holy Spirit to work in our lives and we are uncompromisingly and lovingly standing for the truth, guess what? We can change the world around us. That's why you hear me so often talk about the issue of fear. So many Christians are afraid about what people say. And if Christians would have a greater reverence and fear of disappointing their Heavenly Father than the fear of what other human beings think or say about them, guess what? We'd have more than a movement. We'd have a transformation that would circle the globe.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
How often have you heard it said, it doesn't matter what you believe as long as you're sincere? It's one of the lamest statements I've ever heard. This is Jim Garlow. It does matter what you believe about God. A lot of people believe in God and yet act as if he didn't exist. They believe in God, but there's no commitment to what he says in his word. They believe in God, but they violate his ways. They believe in God, but they don't want to be with him or obey him. You see, there is truth. Truth does exist. Listen up now. It does matter what you believe, and it matters what you believe about God. God is not a fable or a myth. He is reality. And the Bible describes God with the Hebrew word Adonai, Lord, boss, the one in charge. It fits because he's in charge. And if God is in charge, guess who isn't? Now, you and me. We'll do our part, keeping you informed at jimgarlow.com.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Well, we've been talking about praise and kind of wrapping into some different sections. We've talked about where art thou, Lord, which is what a lot of people feel like. Like, where are you, Lord? And then we talk about the beam me out situation, that we need a transporter. Getting ready to play our little music. Get ready. And then we talk about the fact that it doesn't have to be as heavy as we seem to make it. We seem to, boy, we Eeyore out a lot. Like, you know, we played He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother. It's like, heavy. You know, praise will lift you up. You know, God puts your feet upon a rock and puts a new song in your mouth, and you have the opportunity to praise him. And we're encouraged throughout Scripture to praise him. And I want to talk about that praise being a proof of the love that we have for the Lord. Let's play our song.
So let my life be the proof of your love. Let my love look like you and what you made.
Excellent play. Great job, Tugboat. Here's the bottom line on that. So I can do all these things, but I can talk about all these different scriptures. I can quote you more scriptures than I have time, and I can fill up the next hour. Isn't that fantastic? That means nothing. Here's the thing. I can't do justice to a message that encourages you to praise God. I don't know that any person, except for Jesus Christ himself, can do justice to a teaching or a message about the need for the people of God to express their appreciation for God. I'm not sure. I've never heard a message that can do justice to this topic. Can't do it. Because the worthiness and the faithfulness and the graciousness and the mercy and the kindness of God are so far above the targets that you and I set and that you and I try to reach, it's so far above us that the best we can do is acknowledge that praise ought to be a part of our walk. Here's the close in this, the proving of the loving. Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You want to know what a person's about? Listen. Oh, I'm not talking about if you're talking about a sports event or a movie or what's a good meal. I'm talking about listen to their conversation. 2, 3, 4, 5 hours of their conversation. You want to know why? Because you'll find these threads in people's words. Things that they say. Things that they consistently frame in their discussion. And Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. In your heart, you have all of this stuff that's brewing, and your mouth shares that. And when you are a person who praises God in your verbiage, that means in your heart, you're thankful. And you're appreciative. And when people make a, what people make fun of other people, and this has happened on multiple occasions where some person that you know will always say, well, praise the Lord, well, praise the Lord, well, praise the Lord. And people will mock that person. Oh, they always say, praise the Lord. Well, better they should say, praise the Lord, than some curse. Better they should say, praise the Lord, than speak some kind of death. And out of the abundance of their heart, the mouth doth speak. And I don't care if they made it a habit, that's a great habit to praise God in every other sentence. It's a great habit. It might be annoying to you, but you know who it's not irritating? God. That matters. And so you might not like that style of person. That is your choice, but God doesn't dislike them. And out of the abundance of our heart, our mouth speaks. So if somebody listened to your language for 5 hours, how much praise the Lord would be in that language? How much acknowledgement of God would be in that language? Because that's going to reveal what's in your heart. Mine too. How much acknowledgement out of what I say? How much acknowledgement do I bring to the Lord? How much do I give that praise and that thanksgiving? How much do I give that appreciation and what the Bible calls the fruit of my lips, giving thanks? How often do I do that? Is that in my conversation? Is that in my heart? If it's not, it ought to be. If you're a person that is not a big praiser, I'm not telling you to become a verbalization person. But in your heart and in the things that you say to God, there should be acknowledgement. And if you're a person that doesn't think you praise the Lord enough, I don't think this is complex. I'm pretty sure it's like every other element as we grow in Christ. Ask the Lord to help you verbalize that to him of your appreciation. If you can't do it on your own, you don't need a speech therapist. You just need the Lord to help you. And sometimes when people praise the Lord, they hear themselves saying it,
and it reinforces their own faith. I said it before, and I'll say it again as we close this out. I can't do this justice. But if you say one more time, "Praise you, Lord," between now and the time you die, if you say it one more time, I've done something good. Because God is worthy of our praises. Ask him. He'll help you.
All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a 22-hour break, then we'll be back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk at you then.
The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The Hometown Advantage. You can see it in that new shop down on Main Street, in the office downtown, the factory by the river, and the farm down the road. It's because of people like Reggie in finance and Ruth, the paramedic. Keisha, the designer, has it, and so does Orlando, the nurse. They live around here. They care.